Tonight, summit suspense just days away and President Trump projecting confidence, already talking about a second meeting with Kim Jong-un.
I think I'm very well prepared. I don't think I have to prepare very much. It's about attitude.
Also tonight, Rudy gets personal, taking swipes at Stormy Daniels.
I don't respect a porn star the way I respect a career woman or a woman of substance.
Giuliani also invoking Melania Trump, what he says she believes. An urgent airlift to America, children critically burned in a growing volcano disaster, emergency evacuations to the U.S. amid the search for hundreds still missing. Protests erupt over an undocumented father detained while delivering pizza to a military base. Sky high, those summer airfare prices are suddenly soaring. Tonight, when travel experts say is your best time to buy. And our spotlight on a country music star honoring the teacher who helped him find his voice.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening and thanks for joining us. Days before his historic face-to-face meeting with Kim Jong-un, President Trump is floating the possibility of a good relationship with the North Korean dictator and even musing over someday welcoming Kim to the White House. The president also emphasizing the value of attitude over preparation ahead of the most important foreign policy challenge of his young presidency. NBC's Peter Alexander has details.
President Trump tonight, before ever meeting with Kim Jong-un, already dangling a second summit here in the U.S. if next week's face-to-face goes well.
Maybe we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
The president today projecting confidence heading into a negotiation unlike any he's ever faced before.
I think I'm very well prepared. I don't think I have to prepare very much. It's about attitude. It's about willingness to get things done.
Today, alongside Japan's Shinzo Abe, who made a special trip here to make sure the allies are on the same page before Trump and Kim meet.
If the critics say it's just a photo op, what do you tell them?
This will not be just a photo op. This will be, at a minimum, we'll start with perhaps a good relationship.
The president no longer threatening fire and fury, instead looking ahead to a friendly negotiation and complaining that former presidents should have defused the Korean nuclear crisis years ago.
But it wasn't, so I'll solve it and we'll get it done.
Still, the president says he's willing to walk and stiffen sanctions on the North if necessary.
They have to denuke. If they don't denuclearize, that will not be acceptable.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's met twice with Kim Jong-un, thinks the North Korean dictator is serious.
He has indicated to me personally that he is prepared to denuclearize.
So what's the U.S. willing to give in return? Economic development and a commitment to Kim Jong-un's security. To make any deal stick, Pompeo says the White House would ask Congress to sign off.
Also today, President Trump told me Japan's prime minister will not be in the room for that sit-down with Kim Jong-un. But right after the summit, Secretary of State Pompeo says he will travel to Japan, South Korea, and China to fill them in on what happened. Lester?
Peter Alexander at the White House tonight, thank you. In meantime, this evening, the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is getting personal and perhaps going rogue with his new comments on everyone from Stormy Daniels to Kim Jong-un. Our chief White House correspondent, Hallie Jackson, has Rudy's pointed remarks and the swift pushback.
It's getting pointedly personal for the president's lawyer.
I know Donald Trump and
let's respect him.
Look at his three wives, right? Beautiful women, classy women, women of great substance. Stormy Daniels.
Rudy Giuliani out now with what seems to be a strategy to smear Stormy Daniels and try to undermine her credibility.
I'm sorry, I don't respect a porn star the way I respect a career woman or a woman of substance.
After the porn star said the president's personal attorney paid her off to keep quiet about an alleged affair with Donald Trump, one that he denies.
You don't talk about other people like that. It doesn't matter what her job is.
Giuliani, not backing off, tells NBC News, I am not undermining Daniels' credibility. I am pointing out that she has no credibility.
They want to bring ridicule upon her for what she does for a living and try to claim that she's not credible because of her profession. It's an outrage.
Giuliani also referencing Melania Trump, who has never publicly commented on Daniels' allegations.
She believes in her husband. She knows it's untrue.
But the First Lady's spokesperson tells NBC News, I don't believe Mrs. Trump has ever discussed her thoughts on anything with Mr. Giuliani. Call it Rudy going rogue, after he also said on an overseas trip, North Korea's Kim Jong-un got on his hands and knees and begged to talk with President Trump.
really doesn't speak for the administration when it comes to this negotiation and this set of issues.
Giuliani officially handles matters related to the special counsel for the president. But unofficially, now, he's veering into other lanes.
Stormy Daniels.
Crashing into controversy. Hallie Jackson, NBC News, Washington.
Now to the growing volcano disaster in Guatemala and the active mission of airlifting disaster victims, many children, to American hospitals for emergency treatment. The death toll now at least 99, with nearly 200 still missing. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez takes us on a critical flight.
It was an urgent rescue mission. Doctors and nurses carefully moving some of the youngest burn victims from Guatemala's volcano disaster onto ambulances. Then an Air Force plane. Hours later, the precious cargo, six girls, arriving in Galveston, Texas. Juan Jose Aquino rescued two of his daughters from the volcano's fury. He says they saw homes collapsing around them, but somehow survived. Stunning satellite images reveal the destruction. This was the village of Los Lotes before the eruption. This is after. 16-year-old Edmund Garcia barely escaped that town, but lost his father and brother. I never expected this, he says. It's hard not being home. Thousands like him are now in emergency shelters.
How great is the need right now?
No, it's very big.
We met the head of the International Red Cross at a makeshift morgue near a school where there were 80 bodies and more coffins than answers. It's so painful, Juana Boku says. She lost three daughters. The pain here is raw. Relative after relative waiting for the news that may or may not ever come. Pedro Odizabal has been waiting here in this spot for 4 days, waiting to see the remains of his daughter and 17 members of his extended family. I have nothing left, he says. The sudden eruption was terrifying. Now the wait is unimaginable.
More explosions have sent plumes of smoke thousands of feet into the air, and search teams here warn there could be even more eruptions. Lester?
All right, Gabe Gutierrez, thanks. Tonight, there are new concerns being raised about the behavior of a powerful member of the president's cabinet, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. More allegations that he's using the powers of his office for personal gain. NBC's Casey Hunt has the details.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's problems? Piling up. Today, the Washington Post reporting he asked his taxpayer-funded security detail to drive him to multiple Ritz-Carlton hotels in search of his favorite moisturizing lotion and asked them to pick up his dry cleaning. A Pruitt spokesperson defended his actions to the Post, saying his detail protects him in his personal or official capacity. And a top Pruitt staffer stepping down yesterday after she told Congress Pruitt was interested in, quote, securing an old mattress from the Trump Hotel. And that's not all. Emails show Pruitt asked for special help for a business opportunity for his wife, who wanted to open a Chick-fil-A franchise in Oklahoma.
We need more of them in Tulsa. We need more of them across the country.
The deal never happened, and President Trump stood by Pruitt yesterday.
EPA is doing really, really well. And, you know, somebody has to say that about you a little bit. You know that, Scott.
Mr. Pruitt, do you owe taxpayers an apology? Do you owe taxpayers an apology, sir?
Pruitt is losing support, even from members of his own party.
But he's acting like a moron.
Pruitt now facing 15 open investigations into his conduct. And the nonpartisan Government Accountability Office already found he broke the law when he installed a $43,000 phone booth in his office.
It's about as swampy as you get.
Tonight, Pruitt's still working for a president who promised to drain the swamp. Casey Hunt, NBC News, the Capitol.
Let's turn now to the mystery that has triggered the evacuation of several American diplomats and their families from China. The State Department confirming employees at a U.S. consulate there suffered unexplained health problems, similar to the concussion-like symptoms American embassy staffers in Cuba reported last year. U.S. officials are investigating. Both China and Cuba have denied any role. Controversy has erupted in New York, where the Democratic governor and mayor are taking up the cause of a pizza delivery man about to be deported. They claim he was doing his job, but federal officials say they had reason to arrest him. NBC's Ann Thompson has the details.
Free, free Pablo!
It is the case fraying tempers in New York.
What do we want?
Justice!
Seven people detained this week protesting the expected deportation of pizza delivery man Pablo Villavicencio Calderon, an undocumented worker from Ecuador, turned over to federal immigration officials after making a food delivery run to the Fort Hamilton Army base.
Why was this time any different than all the other times that Pablo came to deliver food to the Army base?
Supporters say Villavicencio showed his New York City identification card. The base says it followed procedure, sending him to the visitor center to get a pass, where Villavicencio signed a waiver for a background check, standard for all visitors. That check revealed a fugitive warrant for his arrest. Issued after ICE says Villavicencio agreed to voluntary deportation in 2010, but never left, violating a court order. In a phone call from a federal detention center in New Jersey, the father of two begged for mercy.
My daughter, I miss you, my wife.
Today, his wife, Sandra Chica, an American citizen, dropped off a suitcase for her husband, the father of Luciana and Antonia.
They want to play with him. It's really hard every day trying to look for an answer for them when they start to ask about him. It's very hard.
And it may only get harder. Chica says her husband could be deported as soon as Monday. Ann Thompson, NBC News, New York.
A flash flood emergency in central Oklahoma today, up to 5 inches of rain in just 3 hours as slow-moving storms triggered multiple water rescues and has now started to recede. Take a look at this, a monster tornado on the ground near Laramie, Wyoming for about an hour. It happened yesterday, causing some isolated damage but no reported injuries. Now to an NBC News exclusive, the shocking wake-up call about a deadly crisis. Every day in this country, 115 people die from an opioid overdose. Most start using drugs before age 25, but there's a raw and sobering new ad campaign about opioids coming to your TV screen. And tonight, the Surgeon General tells us that while it may be alarming, it will save lives. NBC's Cynthia McFadden has more in our series, One Nation Overdosed.
First time I tried Vicodin, it was laying around my mom's house. And I kept taking them whenever I could get them. I didn't know they'd be this addictive. I didn't know how far I'd go to get more.
This is a first look at one of the new ads launching today. Be warned, the story is real, raw, and deeply upsetting.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth.
They're pretty powerful and pretty direct and actually shocking.
Well, the ads are hard-hitting, but it's important to know that they're also scientifically validated.
We were invited to the White House for an exclusive interview about the new campaign.
This epidemic is a national health emergency.
The crisis affects every segment of society, as the Surgeon General knows firsthand.
My baby brother Philip is in prison due to crimes he committed to support his addiction.
For an administration often accused of polarizing the country, this issue, they say, must rise above politics.
We must see this as a nonpartisan issue looking for bipartisan solutions.
The ads certainly transcend politics, produced over the past 7 months in partnership with the Truth Initiative, which is known for its extremely effective 19-year anti-smoking campaign.
We know from our evaluations that we have prevented over 1 million young people from smoking over the life of the Truth campaign, which is extraordinary.
That track record with young people is why the White House says it was eager to partner with them and the Ad Council.
We want young people to look at this and really have that reaction of like, I want to look away, but I can't look away. Now what should I do?
The ads push to a new website loaded with information.
The administration has been criticized for not doing enough and not doing it fast enough.
Well, that's unfortunate. I would tell those critics and naysayers to please educate themselves and come on board. Learn how you can help, because we can use everyone's assistance here.
A national emergency in need of tough new medicine.
We can, we will, and we must overcome, and it starts with prevention and education, and that's what this ad campaign is all about.
Cynthia McFadden, NBC News, Washington.
The death of fashion icon Kate Spade has officially been ruled a suicide by a New York medical examiner. Spade's death, part of an alarming trend, according to a new CDC report released today that shows a dramatic rise in suicide rates in half the states across the U.S., more than 30% from 1999 to 2016. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available anytime at 1-800-273-8255. Still ahead tonight, soaring summer airfares. We'll tell you the best days to buy and fly. Also, the wild road rage rampage that was all caught on camera. If you haven't yet bought your summer airline tickets, beware. Those prices may soon be going up, especially if you're flying to or from a smaller city or traveling to Europe. You can blame much higher jet fuel prices, which are now cutting into the airline's profits. NBC's Tom Costello tonight on what you can expect the next time you book a flight.
Just as Americans pay more at the pump, they're now starting to pay more in the air. With jet fuel prices jumping 50% in just a year, it now costs $10,750 in fuel for an Airbus to fly from L.A. to Miami, up from $7,000 a year ago. Now airlines are starting to raise ticket prices. Business class tickets and flights to Europe expected to jump the most, while in the U.S., flights between smaller cities with less competition expected to see the biggest price hikes. Bigger cities, not so much.
I've seen tickets starting to rise. The shorter trips, about $5. The longer trips, about $10.
LAX to New York, $394 last July, $409 this July. But look at Cincinnati to New Orleans, $377 last year, $420 this year. While D.C. to Nashville jumped from $445 to $525 just in May. Sarah Benchida will soon be a frequent flyer to Nashville as her boyfriend starts business school.
The number of times I fly is going to be directly dependent on if I can afford it or not.
The best way to save money? Fly on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Saturdays when airfares are cheapest. Buy your tickets at least 30 days in advance and avoid flying nonstop, which can cost 30% more. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
Still ahead tonight, the terrifying moment on the highway, a plane swooping in for an emergency landing. A shocking case of road rage all caught on camera here in California. A driver in Sacramento ramming his SUV into another over and over again, pushing it into an intersection, then getting out and jumping on top of the other vehicle. He's charged with felony assault with a deadly weapon. A major new privacy alert tonight about Facebook. The social media giant has admitted a software glitch took some posts that users thought were private and made them public for all the world to see. It estimates some 14 million users were affected by the bug last month, and it began notifying those impacted today. And an emergency landing that had drivers on a highway in Florida doing a double take. All of it caught on camera on a packed I-75 south of Gainesville when suddenly a small plane comes in for a landing right in front of oncoming traffic. Luckily, no one was hurt. The plane suffered mechanical issues. The pilot unable to return to the airport in time and did the next best thing. Up next, one of the country's biggest music parties and the superstars honoring teachers who struck a chord in their lives. Our spotlight is next. Finally tonight, the nightly news spotlight, our look at arts and pop culture. And this evening, we shine it on some big names in country music performing to support all kinds of music education programs. It's the kickoff to the CMA Fest in Nashville, which each year also honors several music teachers of excellence, giving them the red carpet treatment they deserve. Country music star and Grammy nominee Chris Young sells out stadiums across the country. But this Tennessee native has never forgotten where he came from.
I don't know that I'd be doing what I'm doing now had I not been exposed to such wonderful educators and the opportunity to just be able to do music.
How are you?
His choral teacher from Murfreesboro, Brenda Gregory, knew 19 years ago that he was special.
Early on, when Chris was in my classroom as a freshman, I knew that he had that spark. I just thought to myself, this kid is going to go someplace.
Together with the Country Music Association Foundation, Chris Young honored music teachers from across the country. An evening where teachers got to share the spotlight.
One of my buddies was like, man, I thought you was just a music teacher, but you're a rock star, man.
Chris Young's passion, sparked by high school musicals with Mrs. Gregory, Les Mis, and Evita.
It's been so long since I've actually gone through and looked at these photos.
After 37 years, Mrs. Gregory is still hard at work.
When she sees potential in a student, she pushes them more than anything.
I just need a lot of power on the melody. Right.
Anything's possible under her. Anything is possible. If she told me to fly, I might be able to do it.
Stars giving back to the teachers who help them find their voice. Tomorrow night, at the end of the broadcast, our new segment, Above and Beyond, a person or a group of people who have gone the extra mile doing something extraordinary this week. We'll tell you all about them. That is nightly news for this Thursday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching, and good night.